All right. Good morning, 99.70 JX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Oh gosh, are you? You sound rough.
Yeah.
You all right?
No, I'm a little rough.
Oh, you stay out late drinking?
No.
Come on.
No, it's just the
You got to have a better story than that.
You know, I don't. I don't have a better story. It's just the change of seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle.
Oh, geez.
I've been down in some medicine to try to push through. So, yeah, it's a little rough.
All right, so what's your show writer this morning?
Show writer is some steady flow in the next couple of hours of some more like cough syrup. I'm not coughing. It's just like the voice and just a little bit of the throat. But I am warding it off. I'm taking all my vitamin C and my vitamin D and all the things.
So you weren't like screaming yesterday and making your voice?
Nope. Oh. Nope. It's just, you know, it's the change of seasons thing.
Uh-huh.
Like it's a little sinusy and then the voice starts to go bye-bye.
Yeah, it's a lot cooler today than it was yesterday. 63, only going to get up to about 74 today. Lows in the 40s tonight. So, yeah, this weekend, it's going to be the only like highs in the 60s, low 60s. So, I mean, it's definitely, you're getting an injection of fall here than over the next couple days. So, if your name is Kelly, apparently that does wonders to your voice.
It's a wonderful thing for the voice.
So is it just your voice?
You do what I do.
So is it just your voice, or is it like are you feeling achy and stuff like that too?
No, I don't feel achy at all. It's just my my throat is starting to hurt and my voice is going bye-bye. So that's where I'm at. So I'm hoping that it's not going to continue to go down the downward slope. So I'm just taking all the things to treat the symptoms and all the stuff. Vitamins, drinking lots of water, that kind of stuff.
Well,
elderberry.
Well, I can hoist you on my back and gallop like a horse through the rest of the show.
You might have to do some heavy lifting on this one. I'm going to do my best. I'm trudging through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be rough. I'm going to apologize for everyone.
Do you have any?
Because my tool is a little rusty today.
Meaning her voice.
Yes. Yes. What else did you think I meant?
Well, if I said that, it'd be a little bit interesting.
Oh, 1,000%.
It'd have a different meaning.
It's one of those things I can get away with saying. Maybe you can't.
My tool's a little bit rusty. Haven't used my tool in a while.
Oh, my God.
You know, hoping this weekend I can break out my tool and use it.
Oh, see, that's different.
Couple times.
See, I got a different tool. It's my voice for my job.
Well, I'm talking about that as well. What do you think I was talking about?
Okay.
Are you a tea drinker? I know you don't drink coffee.
I do, I think, have some tea that I can do. Put some lemon in it, some honey.
Some honey, hot tea, lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now I'm kind of letting the medicine coat it a little bit.
So are you going to be, is it going to mess with your brain too? Or are you going to be loopy by the end of the show?
I don't think
almost like you're drunk? Because this could be fun.
No.
Actually, why don't you do that? Why don't you mix alcohol and whatever you're taking? And we can just have a little experiment.
I feel like,
I mean, you're
probably
broadcasting from home anyway, so it's not like you got to go anywhere.
Okay. But I still, I'm not sure if that's the best game plan as far as treating the symptoms. I'm trying to keep my wits about
You're in a safe space, Kelly.
I am in a safe space for sure. I'm just saying, you're gonna have to do the heavy lifting a little bit.
All right, I'm gonna
be here though.
All right, well, giddy up.
Giddy up.
Get on my strong shoulders, Kelly. Now, Kelly, do you wanna put your legs around my waist, or do you want to sit directly up on my shoulders?
You know what? I think we don't worry about logistics.
Yeah, no. You always worry about logistics, so let's go ahead and go down this logistics tunnel here.
See, Hunter says whiskey and Benadryl. Oh, wow.
He's
really?
Yes.
Is that your recipe for success, Hunter?
Yes, really. Wink, wink. That's what you should do. Whiskey and Benadryl.
All right. That sounds like a really nice recipe.
You'll be feeling good by about 7 o'clock.
Awesome. All right. That sounds great.
All right.
See, don't make me yell.
Well, that's going to be hard. Okay, that's what she said. And anyways, here we go. It's Friday, as you can tell. It's things are happening, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Kelly hijacked one of her friend's birthdays. I told a little old lady who was practically blind wrong directions on accident. Innocent mistakes, right? So what mistake do you still think about? Little innocent mistake. Jordan, we'll start with you.
It's been years, and I still can't get over it. I used to work at a hospital, and I was griping one day about the hospital bed. I went in to take care of a patient, and I couldn't get the bed to work, and I griped for like 5 straight minutes about it. He apologized. I said, oh, you don't have to worry about it. It's not your fault. It was his fault.
Oh, no.
He was the head engineer for the company that developed the bed, and he actually worked on that model.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, you've just been sitting there ranting and raving about what awful work he was doing without really knowing it.
Yeah, exactly. I felt terrible. I thought he was lying, and his wife was like, no, for real. He designed it.
Oh, no.
That's one of those moments where you're just like, all right, I'm Homer Simpson going back into the bush now.
Exactly.
So I'll live with that forever.
Jordan, thank you so much.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Morgan text asked a server if they had any condoms instead of condiments. That's just one of those Freudian slips.
Yes.
And then it just sits with you forever.
Yep.
Every time you go out to eat now, it's in your head. You're thinking of that moment 100%.
Well, that's when you start listing the condiments individually. Do you have ketchup?
Right,
do you have mayonnaise?
Right. Lindsay said on Facebook, when I was in middle school, I would ride my bike to a local nursing home and visit with the residents. One day, an old lady in a wheelchair asked me if I could wheel her to the front porch so she could enjoy the weather. So I did. After we talked a bit, I went back into the nursing home. By the time I got halfway down the hallway, alarms started going off and nurses came running past me yelling, how did she even get out there?
Oh, gosh.
I turned and followed the nurses outside to see the little old lady wheeling herself halfway down the drive and out onto the street. I helped her escape.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
HJ on Facebook said, that time I was leading football warm-ups before a game, and when I went to sound off on three, 1, 2, 3, puberty was pubertying on that day, and the whole team and coaches, and I'm sure the opposing team were all laughing. We did win the game, however, though.
Oh, there you go.
Mary,
that's your flex.
Again, these are the innocent little mistakes that you just keep thinking about. Mary said, calling my mom on her work phone, asking her if she was home yet. Oh, shoot. And then there is Chana, who said, when in seventh grade, I had to read out loud during class. And I said orgasm instead of organism.
Oh, gosh.
Still haunts me daily.
Oh, no.
And then Nancy rolls in. I did something similar. I told my dad we learned about orgasms in science.
Oh.
He smiled and told me to tell my grandpa what I learned.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, no, no. We don't tell grandpa that.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Let's get to this setting the bar story, which if you've never heard this type of story on the show, Kelly, if you could describe kind of what it is.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. Congrats, Hoosiers. You've made the show. And what may be the weirdest headline you hear all week? Missing monkey named Momo spotted drinking beer in Indiana. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your monkey escape and run loose, causing mayhem around town, you're doing okay.
I love that his name is Momo, though.
I know.
I feel like everybody knows Momo, right? That's the kind of thing where everybody knows Momo.
Yeah, this happened out of Indianapolis. Now, Momo is the type of monkey native to West Africa called a potus monkey. They can weigh up to about 30 pounds, and they're super fast. They're like Usain Bolt fast, right?
Oh, so if he gets out maybe and start running away, you're not going to see him any Momo.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to catch Momos. Now, several people spotted Momo.
I work from home, so I was in the middle of a meeting, and I just saw something run across my front yard here. And at first, I thought it was a dog and then realized it was the monkey that's on the loose and saw it run right into that vacant house there. So
yeah, I love that, one, word got out, and so
absolutely,
they're like
they knew Momo's on the run.
That's Momo. That's the monkey on the loose.
And so, wait, Momo's squatting in a house now?
Took 4 calls to 911 because I don't know if they even took me serious that there was a monkey in my garage until I continued to call and say people have been attacked, and then finally IMPD arrived, and then animal control arrived shortly after IMPD.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so she had to amp up her story a little bit?
Yeah, she was like...
Momo is attacking!
I don't even think people understand or believe that I'm saying that there is a monkey that's drinking beer on the loose. Well, now, there were some unconfirmed reports that it may have bitten a couple people. Now, this is the
from that lady, that led to exactly what she said.
Yeah, this is the part of the story that's kind of funny.
An officer at the scene told News 8 witnesses saw the monkey drinking beer from a trash can, and it's unclear where he came from.
Well, now,
then he's going on a bender.
Now we know that he was rifling through garbage cans, found an unopened, or sorry, found a half-drank can of beer, and decided, you know what, that looks good.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do when you're Momo, you're on the run, you're probably hungry, so you start scrounging through the trash.
Yeah.
You've probably seen trash pandas do it before. You're like, you know what? There's probably some good stuff in there.
Yeah, Momo's bender came to an end. Guy saw him go through his yard, and then the authorities came and were able to capture Momo and return Momo to its owner. So,
did Momo's mama get a little stern warning? Okay, don't let Momo out again.
Yeah, right? Well,
Momo causes some mayhem.
I know, a little beer-drinking monkey, which I think, you know, wow. You know what? Congrats, Indiana. That is a good headline there.
Well, that's fantastic.
Missing monkey named Momo
drinking
spotted
beer.
Drinking beer in Indiana.
Living his best life.
I mean, honestly, you know, it's like Momo's like, well, what else is there to do? We might as well just tip back a nice cold one and just watch the storm roll in.
Exactly.
If you notice, Kelly's sounding a little hoarse this morning. I have hoisted her onto my back, and I'm riding us off into for the rest of the show. But
Ben's doing the heavy lifting. But, and thanks to Amber, I made myself a hot toddy.
All right, so describe what's in it.
So I got some whiskey and some lemon, honey, and some tea.
Oh, that sounds like my breakfast just about every morning.
Yeah, it's good. It's tasty. I got some like orange mango passion fruit tea.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Yeah.
And orange. I got some, there was a lemon up there, sliced some lemon, put some whiskey in there. Probably could have done a little bit more of a generous pour on that. To be honest.
Well, you'll know for your next glass.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm hoping it'll get me through the show. It comes and goes. I feel like it's getting a little meatier. I'll just keep drinking.
Yes, I think it'll only benefit the show if you just keep drinking.
I'll keep drinking.
All right.
Gets a little low. I'll do another pour.
Yeah, that's right. Just to top it off.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so got this from Clint. He says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I have an unusual dilemma I'm hoping to get some thoughts on. About a year and a half ago, I loaned a decent-sized portion of money to one of my friends. She was down on her luck, needed the help. Well, fast forward to today, and she is now my girlfriend.
Oh, that's fun.
She and I are doing great, having fun. Also, she's doing better financially and is even making more money than I am. Here's the thing. She still hasn't paid back the loan.
Oh.
And I know you're thinking, did she know it was a loan? Yeah, she did. When I gave it to her, she thanked me and promised to me once she's in a better spot, she'd pay me back. Like I said, it was a decent amount of money, and it's been nagging me. But should I ask her for it? Or should I just forget it since we're dating now? And if so, how do I ask her without it being awkward? In essence, I'm asking, is that money gone? Thanks, both. Clint.
I feel like yes. I mean, she's in a better spot in a couple of ways.
Well, yeah, she's dating you. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
And, yeah, like, better spot financially.
But, yeah, I don't know if there is a good way to bring that up, especially she's probably assuming, since you're dating, that you're forgiving the loan.
Yeah, John texts in and says, the money's gone. Your options are the money or the girlfriend. So he's saying you can't really do both. I don't know if I disagree. Let us know if you've been in this situation and how you handled it.
Because, yeah, I don't know about the words to say, like, hey, remember the one time?
Yeah, right, right. Because now, and who knows, maybe she is paying you back in other ways. Like, I mean, I know, hey, it's yo. Not like, I know it's not like financial. You couldn't maybe, you know, pay rent with it, but maybe she's paying you back in, like, maybe she's covering more of your rent. Maybe she is, you know, doing, like, buying more groceries for you both. Maybe she's doing, you know, like, maybe
that's true.
Maybe there are other ways that she's paying you back. And if you start thinking about it, or you shift your mind to think about it that way, maybe you are getting that money paid back to you bit by bit.
That's a good point.
But you could also look at it like, well, that's just the cost of being, like, boyfriend, girlfriend. You kind of share each other's, you know, stuff. So I don't know. Let us know how you've handled it when it's happened to you, because I'd like to hear that story, because maybe that would help Clint in how he approaches this, or maybe he doesn't, you know, with his girlfriend. So 502-795-1997. In the middle of group therapy, listen, Clint, he loaned a friend who was kind of down on her luck some money. And he says it was like a substantial amount of money, right? Or at least in Clint's
size. He said decent sized, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for Clint it was. And so, you know, let's go ahead and fast forward here a little bit, because now
the recipient is his girlfriend.
Yes, is his girlfriend.
So now it's a little awkward I kind of broach the subject of getting paid back. And he's asking, okay, can I ask her for the money?
Yeah.
Or does the fact that now we're dating kind of make that null and void?
Right.
And if I do ask her, what words do I use so that she doesn't get hurt, offended, mad, any of that?
Right. Right. 100%. And it's interesting. We got a lot of text messages. John rolls in and says, well, you could marry her. Get your money back by merging the accounts. Think of it as just holding the funds until you wife her.
There you go. There you go. That's one way to look at it.
Steve's like, well, look at that. Like, you bought her to be your girlfriend. Or we don't look at it that way. How about that, Steve?
Maybe not.
How about we don't do that?
Maybe not. But there could be other ways that she's paying you back. Like, is she helping out with the rent? I don't know if they're, did he say if they're living together?
No, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, okay, well, what if it's other payments? What if it's other ways that she's, you know, helping
doing things
with,
for you?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, that could maybe be considered, even in a monetary standpoint, payment. If she's helping cover groceries or utilities or gas or things like that, which, you know, obviously is expensive. Now, Ashley, what was the situation with your sister and her boyfriend?
She had a lot of credit card debt, and he has a lot of money, so he paid it all off. They wrote a document up. She paid it all back. They're married.
Okay, so
really? So they got, like, a legal document involved?
I don't know. I think it was just, like, a paper that he's just super smart, so.
Kind of like an IOU sort of thing, but she made good on her promise and it ended up working out. So what do you think they should do now?
I think she knows she owes it.
How does he remind her of that, though?
I mean, if you're close enough to your significant other, don't you think you should be able to talk about most things, especially financial things?
Yeah, okay, so Ashley, you and I are dating. I have...
That sounds scary.
That was very bold.
put yourself in that. I have lent you, you know, some money, and you haven't paid me back yet. How would you want to hear that from me?
I guess I'd just say, hey, this has been bugging me, and, you know, I want our relationship to be honest and nothing to be resentful, so...
Hey, Ashley, this has been bugging me, and I want our relationship to be honest, and I don't want to have any resentment towards you at all, but you know that money that I loan you, so I kind of need that money now.
Easy, right?
All right, hey, Ashley, I appreciate you role-playing with us. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't make any strange noises.
Yeah, you know how those live on this show.
Listen, Ashley, there's still time.
Nope.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, she got out unscathed, which is nice.
Or did she? Ashley, have you ever seen a man naked?
Nope.
Oh, you're evil. You're super evil. Oh, what's the matter with you? We want her to still call back. She's never going to call back again if you're going to do that to her. Stop it.
Ashley, what'd you say when he offered to get naked for you?
Nope.
Nah, there you go. Good for you, Ashley.
Good for you, Ashley. Good for you. OMG. Aaron said, I'm out $650 to a friend. I'm never getting that money back, and neither is Clint.
Yeah, you know what? I think you just have to shift your thinking here. You gotta just think to yourself, you know what? That money's gone. I just need to write it off. And I get that it may be like thousands of dollars or whatever. You know, I don't know how much you never said, but it could be a substantial amount of money to you. And you just got to understand that that's probably not coming back to your life. It could come back in other ways, though. So just kind of keep that as an open mind.
Yeah, another text. Give me a break, bro. You liked her enough to give her money. Give it up. Be a man. Let her go. Let it go for love.
Yes.
Let it go for. And by the way, Ashley's rolling with what you've done with her words. Stop it. Don't do it again. I see your face. Don't do it again.
Oh.
Oh, another text. As soon as Ashley said nope, I knew it. I knew what he was going to do.
Listen, you know, I mean, we don't all get an opportunity to hear the first time you ever saw the opposite sex naked what
Stop
you
it.
Said.
Stop.
Nope.
Oh, Ashley,
right.
We love you.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Clint, for reaching out to us. Hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective, and keep us posted. I thought this was kind of fun. We've done this before where, and by the way, if you've got something that you do that you'd like us to judge whether what you do is normal or nope, then let us know. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll start with sharing towels with family members, like sharing bath towels.
I mean, sometimes I think I share, like I'll take, we can't really remember which one was which in the bathroom. So I'll just take whichever one is there.
Is closest.
Maybe my husband used it. Yeah. But not a big deal.
So are you... Do you
use it a couple of times before we wash it.
Right. Do you have a specific, like, place that you put the towels where it's like, typically I have the top rung. My husband has the second rung. My kids have the third rung.
There's a hook. There's a hook. The one's on the left and one's on the right.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Sometimes
we forget.
Like, with our bathroom... I definitely know that towel sharing is happening because my towel, I think, is the one that gets shared the most. But I got to be honest, if I see, because the way it works typically in our bathroom is there, it's known that my towel is typically on this rung. My wife Elizabeth's towel is typically on this rung. And then Zoe, don't have to worry about Isabel and Sophia much right now, but Zoe's is on this rung, right? So, but I will almost always see that my towel has been used. And then if my towel is not there and there's another one there, I'm just like, I'm just grabbing it. So I think that's normal. Sharing
towels. Yeah, I think
towels.
That's pretty normal too.
I think that's
because
normal.
You're clean when you're using them, right?
Now, you
the
know,
theory is they're clean.
Theory, but then you're still wiping some areas.
You're right. There are the areas.
There are some areas that you could, like, get a sniff of something if you are...
Oh, God, sniff. Why'd you say sniff?
Well?
Okay, I'm going to make it a habit not to sniff the towel.
Because you could be...
Are you a towel sniffer?
Okay, so here's my theory and thought on that whole thing, where, you know, the sins of the towel are absolved overnight. So whatever happened on that towel the day before... Mm-hmm.
It's been absorbed. It's
been absorbed.
Gonna be on you.
It's, yeah. All the
Got
sins
it.
Have been are gone. So if if you're needing to dry your parts, right? Who doesn't? Then,
right.
Then, you
do
know...
a little pat-pat in the parts.
Yeah, I do more than a pat-pat. But you,
gosh,
you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. I would say I know that a lot of times there are two towels. My daughters will have two towels. They'll have towels for their hair, and then they'll have their towel for their body. I don't subscribe to that nonsense. Terry texts in and says, Ben, you should always dry your face and hair before you dry your butt. Then you won't have to sniff the towel. Well, I do. I do that.
Good plan.
Yeah, I do that. But I'm saying that, depending, you're supposed to have washed all those areas. But depending, it could leave some residual scent for the next person who uses your
residual
towel.
Residual scent? Okay. All right.
I mean, you hope not, because you just took a dang shower, right?
Absolutely. But right. Still, yeah, okay.
All right, so we're saying that's normal, sharing towels.
So when you are doing the pat-pat in the areas, is it more of like the middle of the towel? Is it more towards the end of the towel? Have you paid attention to that? Because then maybe you'll know what area of the towel to avoid.
I do sometimes think about that. And, okay. When I go and I'm drying my face and hair, it's more kind of the middle of the towel. But then when I want to do my face, I take just the tip of the towel. And I just,
okay.
And so I know that the middle of the towel, that's where all the business gets done.
Middle of the towel's got the business.
Middle of the towel's got the business.
Okay.
The tips of the towel, that's usually safe for, wiping a face or something like that.
Okay. All right. Good to know. It's really good to plan out the logistics of this. So that was all just one. We were trying to go into the whole, these are things that you do that are normal and are they not, and this is just one.
Okay.
We've spent a lot of time marinating in this.
Yeah, let's roll on this, because Chris rolls in, normal or nope, I don't use a towel after I shower. I get out to shake it off naturally,
like a dog?
Air dry.
You shake it off like a dog.
How do you do that?
That is not effective for humans, I feel like, right? Maybe for dogs. It's a good way to get all the water off your fur, but do you have a bunch of fur, Chris?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand.
How do you air? Well, okay, so my wife had an ex-boyfriend. My wife had an ex-boyfriend who would use a hair dryer to dry himself.
Okay, that seems like, again, it would take longer than just a little.
He had wipe, pat. Right. He had something weird about the towels, and that the towels are dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
Then you get a new towel every time you shower. They're big and fluffy, and they're just like, they're so...
Listen, Kelly,
like
she broke
hug.
Up with them. Obviously, it's not okay. Something I care about anymore either. So I don't have them on speed dial. I can't talk to this guy.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
This is interesting. All right. Maybe we'll have to revisit this normal or nope a little bit later on in the hour, because y'all are diving in on this.
Well,
yeah,
Stephanie is getting a little, she's like, no on towels. All my kids are teenagers. They have their own towels and wash their own laundry. So they take their towels with them, and they're all different colors.
Yeah, I've seen
that makes sense.
Some people who keep their towels in their actual room.
Yeah.
And then just carry them to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. All right. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Key.
6-year-old Ariana Prince saved her entire family when their home caught on fire last month.
Wow.
She woke up, realized a cabinet was on fire. She ran to get her mom. Everyone made it out on time. The smoke alarms did go off, but her mom was asleep, didn't hear it, had no idea what was happening. But her daughter immediately knew what to do, and her mom was pretty darn proud.
I didn't even hear the smoke alarms. She did. She was very brave. She ran through the house, got me, and then she ran and she got her brother. Went and got a neighbor. She got us out. We're very proud of her.
Oh, yeah, wow. And now she's got expert advice for others. She said you should stay calm. If there's a fire, you should crawl out. If you catch on fire, you should roll and then call firefighters. And she got a couple of awards. The fire department gave her an award for her bravery. Her elementary school did too, calling her a hero.
Ariana's mom kind of sounds a little like a famous person who's been on our show for years and years. Her name is Helen, and she has a warning about April Fool's pranks.
Be careful on the April Fool's jokes.
She does sound a lot like that,
and also me today.
Yeah.
You can see the story at WDJX.com.
By the way, how many hot toddies have you drank yet?
I'm just one so far.
Just one,
it's a big one.
All right.
Yeah, I'm about to make another.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Are these normal things that people do, or is it not normal? Thank you for the text, 502-795-1997. Got one. While watching a movie at the theater, taking off your shoes.
Ooh.
I don't know why I started doing this, but it brings an extra level of comfort when going to the movies, and I do it every time.
Now, my daughter will do that. She'll bring a blanket, mm-hmm. and then she'll take her shoes off and kind of cuddle up in the blanket. But she's normally wearing, like, slides or Crocs or something.
Right. And movie theater chairs now are a little bit bigger and roomier than they used to be. So,
and most, a lot of them are recliners.
Yeah, you can recline back. So I don't see why that's an issue. I think I've maybe even done that before myself, where I've been wearing, like, yeah, like slides or you know, Toms or something like that, that you can, like, slip on or whatever. And
that's a slippery slope, though, because what if you're wearing, like, tennis shoes and, like, you have sweaty socks and they're smelly? You just have to be aware of that.
Yeah, that is true, because your feet are going to be closer to the person's nose in front of you than they are going to be to you.
Exactly. Mm. So if you've just been, like, running around and playing basketball or something, and then you're like, all right, let's go to the movies, you take off your shoes and you got sweaty socks on, smelly feet.
Do you take your shoes off other places, like the airplane?
No, I never have.
Yeah, I think for a long flight, like when we were flying overseas to Scotland and Ireland, I did take my shoes off for part of that flight, I remember.
That I think I get.
Yeah.
But if it's a shorter flight, no.
But I had socks on. I don't know if I would do it without socks on. You know,
yeah, no.
Just bare feet on the carpet of the airplane. I don't know if I'm doing that.
No. Uh-uh.
All right. What about another one? Mine and my husband's and daughter's clothes are all color orders in our closets. It makes easier to find things.
Okay. Now, I do a little bit of that if I'm, like, bored. If I'm in there putting away some laundry, I'll switch around and kind of... Is she talking about, like, keeping the same groups of colors together?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of tend to do that. I'm not, like, a super big stickler about it.
Okay, so
but I've occasionally done that.
So you're saying that's normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that, yeah. If you're thinking, okay, I want to wear this color today, you kind of know the section to go to.
Yeah, I don't... I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that's
not normal.
I'm going to say that's not normal. I mean...
Too much effort?
Yeah, you know, just... You like to have the potpourri of clothes there, right?
Okay. A little variety of the colors.
And if you all color code them, then is that, I don't know. I think that's wasting time, to be honest.
Okay. But what if you have time?
I don't know.
That's what you want to do with it.
That's fine. Aaron also texts in and says, oh, hell yes. Normal. All right.
Okay. All right. So they're just, I think that tends to appeal to super organized people.
Maybe.
Makes you feel very organized.
Yeah. Brittany even chimes in and says, mine are, I'm color ordered too. Okay.
All right.
I don't know about that. I don't know
that
about
just
that.
Just too much order in your life?
Yeah. It's just too much order. Beth rolls in and says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show. So something I do in my daily routine that might not be normal, and wondering how many of your listeners would think, brushing my teeth every morning with my raccoon may be odd.
My raccoon?
I think she likes the mint flavor. Ha ha. Oh, and by the way, we share the same towel after shower time. Again, love your show.
Beth, I'm sorry. Are we talking about an actual raccoon?
Yeah, Beth, that's a lot to unpack here.
That was much.
So first of all, yes, you have a pet raccoon, which, you know what? I'm not going to say that's not normal, because I know several people who have pet raccoons.
Are you kidding?
No.
I have never heard of anybody that has a pet raccoon.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I grew up with one of my childhood friends. He had a pet raccoon. My wife had a friend who in high school had a pet raccoon, also has an acquaintance now who she knows who still posts photos of her pet raccoon on Facebook and stuff.
I guess I always thought they were too aggressive to be pets.
I guess they can be domesticated.
Oh, wow.
Very smart. So anyway, so wait. So raccoons actually have hands. So does the raccoon brush her own teeth? Or do you brush your raccoon's teeth.
I need video. Either way, I need video. I need video.
Okay, so
this is great.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's not normal only because that's very unique.
It is unique.
Not that it's like odd, but I'm just going to say it's unique, all right?
Okay.
Aaron rolls in, brush my teeth in, shower. Normal, not normal? Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
That's a normal thing, yeah. I mean, I
do not.
The shower for me is a one-stop shop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You just get all done in there?
Everything.
Okay, all right.
You name it, I'm doing it in the shower.
It's when you phrase things like that, sir.
I mean, I am brushing teeth. I'm washing stuff. Sometimes I got my cup of coffee in there and I'm drinking coffee. And sometimes I'm, you know.
You're going to the bathroom.
I'm going to the bathroom there. Yeah.
See, I can't.
Everything.
That's where I can't do both. I can't be brushing the teeth and going to the bathroom in the same place I'm trying to get clean.
Yeah,
I
but just it's going can't. Down
if
the
my
drain.
Brain doesn't allow it, my brain doesn't allow it.
It's going down the drain. You're fine.
It doesn't allow it.
You're fine.
Oh, gosh. Brooke from Bardstown had a pet raccoon several years ago.
Yeah, see?
The only thing I would share with Tish was my Doritos. I guess Tish the raccoon? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What a great name.
I like that. Normal, not normal. Got another one. Trying to beat the suggested arrival time when using Google Maps. Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. That's normal.
Oh, yeah, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Really? It's going to take me that long?
I'll show you.
Especially if you're driving long distance and it's like over an hour or something like that and it says, you're going to arrive at 9:52. And you're like, okay.
You underestimate me.
Yeah. You know what? Noted.
Uh-huh.
I will remember this. Yeah, Asia texts in and says, my boyfriend and I argue on whether or not it's acceptable to pee in the shower. I say yes. No, you're fine.
See, I just, no. I can't, no.
Okay.
I would like to say no, sir. I would say so, no, please.
Kelly's saying that's not normal.
Uh-uh.
I'm saying it's perfectly normal. Do everything in the shower.
Oh, okay. In my mind, I'm there to get clean, so I don't want to do things like unclean things in the shower, right?
Do you follow on social media food reviews in the shower?
No, I do not.
There's a guy who does food reviews, and he does it while he's in the shower. Is he eating the food and telling you if he likes it in the shower? Yeah, he's trying the food in the shower.
Does the food get wet? How do you avoid the food getting wet?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it gets wet. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes he holds it away from the stream. Sometimes it's harder to.
OMG.
Good stuff. All right. Anyways, we're having fun with this. If you want to, you can always 502-795-1997. We're all normal. This is an allowing of all freak flags to fly here on this show. So
absolutely. All are welcome.
Yeah, it's 9970 JX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this majestic You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy and bragging rights for a week.
I mean, majestic is the right word to describe that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Really. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
After looking back, it does appear that, yes, you were the loser last week, so losers go first.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Thanks to David for this one. Just bought a new camera.
Yeah?
Think I'm going to return it because it's too unpredictable.
Oh, okay.
It's a loose cannon.
Mmm. Kelly, how do you get a farmer girl to marry you?
How do you get a farmer girl to marry you?
A tractor.
Got it. Someone tried to sell me a coffin today. That's the last thing I need.
Oh, yeah. Technically, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, I'm reading a horror book in Braille.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, something bad is going to happen. I can feel it.
Literally, you can feel it because it's Braille. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My doctor told me to drink 2 glasses of wine after a hot bath.
Oh.
But I can't even finish drinking the bath.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
Soapy water, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what did the fish say to the beaver?
What did the fish say to the beaver?
Excuse me, sir. You've clogged my toilet.
Got it. Because of the dam?
Yes.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
The mom got really angry.
Oh, yeah, you got to ask first.
Yeah.
I can't take my dog to the park anymore, Kelly.
You can't?
Yeah, the ducks attack him. That's what I have. That's what I get for having a purebred dog.
Yeah, purebred dog. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Doctor told me I was suffering from paranoia.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say that, but I could tell that's what he was thinking.
He probably was.
Yeah.
I wanted to marry my English teacher she got out of jail.
Okay.
But apparently you can't end a sentence with a proposition.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's the longest word in the English language?
What?
Smiles. Because the first and last letter are a mile apart.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kelly, a lottery ticket is a weird gift to give someone.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like, here, this has a 99% chance of being disappointing. I saw it and I thought of you.
When you put it that way, valid. But on the offbeat chance it hits, best gift ever, right?
Okay, you're thinking way too much about this.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
To start a zoo, you're going to need two pandas, a grizzly, and a polar bear.
Okay.
It's the bare minimum.
Yeah, I think you're right. What starts with P, ends in S, and no woman can get enough of it.
Oh, Ben, I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me?
Pockets!
Yes. Yes.
You think I was going to say penis?
Oh, my God.
Because I wasn't. That wasn't the punchline.
We were all thinking it, though. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was driving when robbers jumped in my car and stole everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were pirates of the car I be in.
Oh, that's clever. Kelly, I surprised my mailman by opening the door completely naked.
That is surprising.
Yeah, I don't know what part shocked him the most. The nudity or the fact I know where he lives.
Oh, very surprising. Very surprising.
Hello.
Shout out to Brittany for this one. What's a DJ's favorite sauce?
What?
Marinara. Marinara. Marinara.
That's just dumb.
It's really stupid, but it's great. It's genius. It's fun to say. Marinara.
Are you
next time you make spaghetti, you're going to be like, marinara.
Are you trying to say marinara sauce?
Yes, it's marinara.
Oh, my gosh.
So next time you make spaghetti, you're going to think, oh, hey, go get me the marinara.
It's just dumb. It's dumb.
But awesome.
That is, you laugh, you lose. Congrats, Kelly. The trophy is yours.
Oh, come home to mama.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Guys, we like to take a look at this website called F My Life and just show you examples of people who are struggling to life.
Well, yeah, there's just a little life fails in like a sentence or two.
Yeah.
Make you feel a little bit better about your life.
Right, especially, yeah, for sure. So it's little F My Life here on 99.7 DJX. Like, today my workplace instituted a policy in which employees must stop and write down what they are going to do every 15 minutes or what they are doing every 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. Oh, I would quit. OMG. Could you imagine?
Write down what they are doing every 15 minutes.
I mean, you're taking the entire day doing that without actually doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Wow.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
I know. It's really, oh, I feel bad for that person.
Yeah, or the manager who doesn't trust their employees to do the work they hired them for.
That's insane. Bad management. Here's another one. Today, I went to grab some lunch. As I was paying, the cashier gave me a tip. He told me about a great acne medication that would do wonders.
Oh,
Wow. I mean, you know that person thought they were helping. But that is so insulting.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Another one. Today, planned a DIY treat yourself spa day at home. Put on a face mask, settled to relax in a bubble bath. Just as I was getting out of the tub, slipped on the wet floor, crashed into the wall, leaving a perfect imprint of the face mask on the tiles. Man.
It could have been worse, though. Like, what if she slammed her face on the floor and knocked some teeth out or something?
Right. Right.
Silver lining. Here's another one. Today, for the past year, my boyfriend keeps wanting to arm wrestle with me.
Okay.
I'm rather petite, don't exercise a lot, yet I'm still waiting for him to win even once.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dang.
All right. One last one. This is just little life bits that show you that maybe, you know, what you have ain't so bad. Today, I was reduced to a blubbering mess at my baby shower. My mom bought a ton of clothes, bibs, etc. Sounds nice, right? Well, they all had sayings like "Daddy's little princess" and "Daddy's girl." Well, she knows full well my fiance quit his job, changed his number, and disappeared without a trace 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh! Oh wow!
Yeah, that's.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, why would? Okay, all right.
Oh, unless, that is awful.
Unless she
didn't know,
like. It was a secret or something like that.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that because what mother
would rub salt
in the wound like that? Why? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. So there you go.
Oh, gosh.
Just a few examples to maybe brighten your outlook on your day, your weekend, all that stuff.
I may have no voice, but none of that happened to me.
Yeah, there
Yay.
You go. Yes, it'll be about a week that you'll probably be seeing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie on 99.7 DJX. We've got a couple different showings to give you free tickets for. WDJX.com, great place to start. But right now, it looks like it has surpassed $100 million in advance ticket sales, which kind of puts it in the same level as Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse and Barbie.
That's
so,
literally insane, especially
insane.
When you figure how many people went
actually
to the
went to
actual
the theater,
show.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fact that it's probably, it's literally unheard of for a concert movie. You know, this isn't the first concert movie that's ever been made, but...
Right. But a lot of times they just put them on like a TV streaming platform. They don't like put them in theaters.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So anyways, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good. All right, Kelly Kay.
So when a retired judge built a backyard pool at 94 years old, he knew some people were going to question how long he could even enjoy it.
Right.
But he didn't really even build it for him. His name's Keith. He's a World War II vet, no grandchildren, was battling loneliness 6 years ago, and knew he had to do something. He had just lost his wife of 66 years and said he was crying a lot. So he built a pool to invite the neighborhood kids and their families to come use it anytime they wanted.
The sound of fun in the sun. Filling the summer afternoon.
The pool feels really refreshing.
I like to swim.
Every morning they wake up and can we go to neighbor Keith's pool today?
It's amazing. It's a treasured gift.
I think when these kids are here, it's a blast.
Those lonely months of silence without his wife have now been replaced by the sounds of laughter and the joy of children.
I'm glad he invited us. This is just awesome.
The overwhelming gratitude has given Keith new purpose.
Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome indeed. Glad you could come.
Aw,
isn't that the sweetest? And
yep.
He just celebrated his 100th birthday. Still loving the pool parties he had all summer long. He said it's the best investment he's ever made.
Cool.
You can see the story, WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. It is time for a Setting the Bar story.
This is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. You've heard of dining and dashing, right? That's
it's not good.
Where you eat at a restaurant and then you leave before paying the bill.
It's essentially stealing.
It is. But if you can manage to make it through the day without faking a heart attack in order to get out of paying a restaurant bill, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. Listen, that's worse.
Karma is... I would watch out for karma if I were this guy. A 50-year-old dude in Spain now being accused of faking a heart attack just to get out of paying a restaurant bill. Listen, this isn't only one instance of this happening.
He's a repeat offender.
He's apparently done it at least 20 times.
20 times?
So he's a chronic dine and heart attacker.
OMG.
So he will order several glasses of expensive whiskey or wine. And then he will have a nice meal and then he'll fake a heart attack.
And have a nice heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
In fact, multiple restaurants in the area have been passing his photo around to warn other places. Now, he was caught and sentenced to 42 days in jail. But apparently...
Now, here's karma. Here's karma. What if he has an actual heart attack at some point and no one's going to believe him?
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
I would be careful.
Exactly. That is the worst. That's worse than just getting up and leaving. That is making people concerned for you.
Mm-hmm.
And wow.
Yep. So, again... If you can manage to make it through the day without faking a heart attack in order to get a free dinner, you're doing okay.
Good note. Yes. Thanks for that. Yep. OMG.
Which, by the way, you can catch up on the website at WDGX.com. Click listen if you missed it. But this is kind of cool. I don't know if you've seen... Well, okay. I say I don't know if you've seen. I hope you've seen videos... Because they have been going all around social media the past several years of the Savannah Bananas baseball team.
Yes, I started following them and the party animals. So I think they're kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters
of
baseball.
Of the baseball world, for sure.
Hysterical.
Yeah, they're funny. Their games are a little like irreverent and weird and funny, and they're unconventional, and they do...
It's more of a show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They do all this sorts of thing. And for a long time, I thought that they were like a real baseball team. And I'm like, what? Like, how do they even do this? Yeah, when you said they're kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of the baseball world, that's exactly right. But anyways, I'm bringing them up because they are actually coming to Slugger Field August 1st through August 3rd of 2024.
So they're not actually playing the bats, though. Are they bringing the party animals?
Because
I think they just play each other.
Yep, they're just playing the party animals, and they are going to be taking over Slugger Field August 1st through the 3rd. Now, you can't get tickets yet, but...
Oh, I want tickets because that looks so fun.
I know. We'll have to see if we can get our hands on some tickets to give away because that would be a cool thing to go see. But yeah, next August 1st through the 3rd, that's when they're going to roll through Louisville, Kentucky. But yeah, this is a little bit about
the most powerful moment that I've had the pleasure of experiencing.
Walks it off! Banana ball history! What a moment of this banana ball world tour!
The most amazing sight.
This is the greatest show in sports.
Yeah, so those games are pretty cool. So
yeah, I started following like the main guy, the leader of the party animals on Instagram. He's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And they do videos together with the Savannah Bananas all the time. They did they were on the bus together and they did kind of a little Taylor Swift thing. It's genius. They're really funny, entertaining. This is going to be a great show.
Yep. 99.7 EJX, Olivia Rodrigo there. Bad idea, right? It's the Ben and Kelly Show. Tomorrow is the big day for the Powerball. $1.4 billion. Maybe. It could be someone here. Now, I told you earlier in the week, I wouldn't be opposed to winning one of the smaller like power plays that are worth like $2 million or something like that. I mean,
we also asked if there was a suggestion box. We were like, hey, if you would consider, I'll take a smaller chunk.
Yeah.
This would make me happy if you could help me win. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't think they can actually do that, but
dang it.
Yeah, exactly. You have anything planned for this weekend, Kelly?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think I should probably cancel it to stop talking.
Yeah, you're needing to recover. Your voice is on the fritz, and
which is unfortunate because I do two other shows So I do three daily shows, fun fact. Not sure if anybody else knew that, but that's going to be a struggle. So after I do that, I'm probably going to be mute.
All right. Well, good luck with that. If you're going to the UofL Notre Dame game, that's going to be a huge game tomorrow night. Of course, you got St. James Fest, Art Fest happening this weekend there in Old Louisville. I'm going to be actually leaving town. I have to go up to Chicago for an Irish dance competition when my daughter is participating in this weekend. So I'll be headed up there. But yeah,
safe travels.
And thank you. And hopefully, if you do win a little bit of that money, just let us know. We're not asking for much. Just let us know. No, we'd love to celebrate with you.
I'm also asking for a tip. If you just want to remember your favorite radio team, just float us a couple bills.
Well, then you could do that, too.
A nice little tip. Why not?
All right, guys. Have a good one, and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.